KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is 84 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Thursday afternoon to you. Almost to your weekend. I'm Greg Nift. Our top local stories this hour. Part of the Spaghetti Bowl closed this morning after a deadly crash. Coming up, the details of the crash and how long the bowl had to be closed off. A stabbing at one Placer County casino sends one to the hospital.
Detectives will have to go through all of the surveillance video. There's a lot of that within the casino. And then that'll paint a more clear picture of exactly how this unfolded.
Directly ahead, what we've learned about the attack. And Tahoe ski resorts say they know when they're going to open. On the way, we'll tell you who's the earliest. Plus, we have breaking news this hour into a hit-and-run crash. It's an update on a 5-year-old boy who police say chased after a ball and ran into the street off 9th and Dolomite Circle northwest of the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno. Late breaking details.
The child, who was transported to the hospital with severe, life-threatening injuries following the crash, has tragically passed away as a result of those injuries.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says the driver fled and they are still at large. We will have more on this story coming up on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios, and now with more, let's send things over to Jerry.
Well, I love the fall, but say it ain't so. You're talking about ski resorts opening. It's August 20th, for goodness sakes. It's a Thursday and a good afternoon, and you can follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. A follow-up to yesterday's Tahoe Summit, it wouldn't be labeled as bipartisan if there wasn't a little bit of some good old Trump bashing that went on there, and some developments in Carson City, literally, as in housing development, and a vote on something today that'll probably create new revenue for the city. But if you own a property that you rent out occasionally, you won't be happy. We got those stories and more coming up today on the Noon News. It's 12:08. Back to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you very much there, Jerry. And continuing our breaking news this hour, we begin with the news about the now deadly hit and run involving a 5-year-old boy who was struck and killed while chasing a ball into the street off 9th and Dolomite Circle. Late word from police is that he has passed away.
Detectives with the Reno Police Department's Major Accident Investigation Team have located the vehicle involved in the crash. Investigators have also learned the vehicle was traveling without its headlights illuminated at the time of the collision. The driver fled the area without stopping to render aid.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio. The car appears to be a 2000 to 2003 Cadillac sedan. We're going to get that picture up just as soon as we can on our Twitter X page. Just search FM News Talk 99.1.
Investigators are now asking anyone who personally witnessed the crash or has firsthand information about the driver to come forward and speak directly with police.
And this happened Monday before 8:30 p.m. A deadly crash right at the Spaghetti Bowl just after 1 o'clock this morning. And word is that it closed down one of the ramps for hours. The rider of the motorcycle was pronounced dead at the scene. Scary moments after a school bus with two children on board hit off South Virginia Street yesterday afternoon. This went down around 2:50 p.m. right near Longley Lane. The driver of the car turning left, failing to yield to the bus. The two kids were put on another bus. They were not hurt. The driver of the bus was okay as well. The driver of the car was taken to the hospital. Police are just beginning to investigate a stabbing where 5 people were cut at the Thunder Valley Casino in Lincoln, Placer County. It apparently began inside one of the casino's restaurants.
This did happen at a Dos Coyotes inside the casino. It's believed that all of the suspect and victims knew each other, but exact relationship is still part of the investigation.
Elise Silviar with the Placer Sheriff.
One of those victims was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The other 4 victims were treated on the scene.
And that is 22-year-old Joseph Nagel, booked into the Placer County Jail on attempted murder charges. He threw a dog over a fence and injured someone as well. Sparks police say a domestic fight turned even more violent. This happened off Nash Street, just south of Prater Way, just before 6:30 p.m. last night. Officers found the suspect, identified as Carlos Pineda, nearby. He ran. Police gave chase when they caught up with Pineda and took him into custody. Reno adding 900 jobs in July as Nevada's unemployment unemployment rate edged down. DETR says Carson City moved in the opposite direction, though, with employment falling by 200 jobs. Across Nevada, the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell to 5%. The labor force declined by almost 5,100 people during the same period. Another AI company saying yes to Northern Nevada. Hive Solutions says Reno will be the home of one of two advanced manufacturing campuses. The other is set for North Las Vegas. Both combined will create about 3,000 new jobs. Wages are expected to be above the statewide average, along with full benefits. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, and it was yesterday we told you Democratic gubernatorial candidate Aaron Ford promised to cut tax breaks to data centers in the state. Today we're hearing from Governor Lombardo on where exactly he stands on that.
I'm a supporter of the data centers, okay? They're part of the solution on our success moving into the future.
It should be noted the governor was present at the announcement Hive Solutions made about their manufacturing centers and the jobs they'll bring. With predictions for a snowy El Nino winter, some major Tahoe ski resorts have announced plans to when they're going to open.
Heavenly and North Star aim to open November 20th, with Kirkwood set for December 4th. The dates are similar to past seasons, but could change if weather conditions shift. Palisades Tahoe plans to open November 25th. Last winter, dry weather delayed openings and forced some resorts to close early. Forecasters expect an above-average snowfall season in California and Nevada, with the biggest storms coming after the new year. Experts are predicting this year's El Nino could bring record-breaking snow across the southwest U.S. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
I'm getting my skis waxed next week. FM News Talk Time, 12:12. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
All right. All right, I could say something about getting some waxing done, but I won't. Lawmakers from California and Nevada came together yesterday at the 30th annual Tahoe Summit with a shared goal, continuing efforts to protect Lake Tahoe for future generations. And those lawmakers emphasized that continued progress depends on future investments, i.e. spending. Preserving Lake Tahoe's clear water and deep blue hue is something lawmakers from both states said they can agree on, regardless of party. Joe Lombardo said, quoting, "Protecting Lake Tahoe means protecting entire ecosystem from its iconic waters to the native species that call it home," end quote. And it wouldn't be labeled as bipartisan by the reporter without a little Trump bashing. California U.S. Senator Alex Padilla raised concerns about what he described as threats from the Trump administration. Quoting him, "The values that brought us together for the last 30 years are under strain by the administration that has slashed agency budgets and workforces while attacking fundamental science," said Mr. Padilla. It was a good year to visit Reno. The Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority says fiscal year 25-26 had an overall 8.8% increase revenue, with room nights increasing 12%, airlines had 45,000 more passenger seats flying to Reno than 1 year ago. It is 12:14, and our Noon News Daily Poll. Who's more at fault for social problems regarding social media? With a big case going on against Meta in California, social media, parents, or both? Right now, it's a little ahead on both, but parents coming in just behind both. Both parents and social media responsible for the societal problems that we have today. FM News Talk Time, 12:15.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Have three collisions to tell you about right now. The first one in Sparks, it's an injury collision. North McCarran Boulevard at Prater Way, a very busy intersection. Also in Reno, southbound 580 at Neal Road, a non-injury collision there. Also southbound on 580 at Moana on the southbound side, just as you get to the exit, there is another non-injury collision being worked in that area. Discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive, ready to be treated like you are number one. I'll choose Pro One, Corner Mill and Terminal in Reno. It's 87 degrees in Sparks and Carson City, 88 in Wellington, 77 degrees in Sparks. Here's a look at your weather.
It's another warm one today, but it should be the last day where we're going to be closer to 100 than 90. Tomorrow we'll be right in that mid-range of 95 and then low 90s through the weekend. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation. Comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Ready to break free from boring family routines? Don't settle for another ordinary vacation. At Spellbinding Travels, family vacations are their absolute passion. No generic packages here. Every single journey is custom built and tailored for each client. From toddler-friendly resorts to teen-approved adventures, they go further to uncover extraordinary experiences, keeping everyone excited and bringing families together. Stop waiting and start packing. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com right now and ignite your next epic family adventure.
Experience factory-inspired Kawasaki KX85 and KX112 youth motocross bikes. With a proven 84cc engine, the KX85 offers young racers confidence to hone their skills. For riders looking to size up, the KX112 features a 112cc engine, increased rear-wheel travel, and larger riding triangle. Designed for victory, both motorcycles offer young racers greater control and confidence to push even harder. Green got tougher on the Kawasaki KX85 and KX112 youth bikes.
Visit Kawasaki Yamaha of Reno, 2345 Market Street in Reno.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
New unemployment data just out for our area. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The July report shows steady growth as jobless numbers went down in Reno, which added 900 jobs in 1 month from June to July. And measuring 1 year from last July, employment in Reno was up slightly. Carson City, though, was down 200 jobs this July, 400 from that month last year. Statewide, Nevada unemployment dropped 0.1%. The unemployment rate for Nevada now 5%. The state gained 4,000 jobs from last July. Professional services and healthcare are leading the way at more than 4% growth. But the two largest decreases in jobs were seen in leisure and hospitality, which dropped by 3,000 jobs. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neft. It is your Thursday, and if you are just checking in this hour, well, we have breaking news. The 5-year-old boy who was hit by a fleeing car Monday night has died. This happened off 9th and Dolomite Circle around 8:30 p.m. We have a picture of the car that you'll be able to see by heading to our Twitter X page. Just search FM Talk 99.1. If you do know anything, call the police. Number two, part of the Spaghetti Bowl shut down for hours after a deadly crash. It happened around 1 this morning. One of the ramps to the Spaghetti Bowl had to be closed off from Freeway 80. And number three, five people stabbed at one casino in Lincoln, Placer County. The attack happened in one of the casino's restaurants, one taken to the hospital. The suspect identified as 22-year-old Joseph Noggle. He's behind bars in Placer County. What is our top national story? Former California Congressman Eric Swalwell facing increased FBI scrutiny over an investigation into claims of sexual assault.
Just a few months ago, Swalwell was a Democratic congressman and leading candidate for governor here in California. Then he resigned amid sexual assault allegations, and now the feds seized electronics from Swalwell at the San Francisco airport on Saturday and then his house in D.C. on Sunday. Sources tell Fox this is part of the ongoing federal probe, possibly in relation to sexual misconduct allegations. Swalwell was cooperative during the airport encounter on Saturday and was not detained or arrested. The FBI is not commenting on this matter. Swalwell faces multiple allegations of sexual assault from several women, including Lana Drewis, who claims Swalwell raped and drugged her at a West Hollywood hotel in 2018.
Fox's Matt Finn from Los Angeles. It's 12:22 here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Now, what's more? Let's go back to Jerry.
Supervisors today in Carson City will deliberate on a request from a developer regarding a tentative subdivision map for a new housing development. The proposed project would create 50 single-family residential lots along with associated common area parcels in South Carson City. The project, located southwest of the intersection of Cochise Street and West Overland Street, that have to be a change in land use designation because the parcel is currently zoned retail commercial. And supervisors will also vote on a bill which would adopt a comprehensive set of regulations for short-term rentals. If adopted, it'll go into effect November the 1st, and the ordinance would require property owners to obtain a business license for each residential unit operated as a short-term rental. Applicants would pay a $25 application fee and a $500 annual business license fee. The Shoshone fire burning in the Clan Alpine area, wilderness area, northeast of Fallon, southeast of Lovelock, has burned about 1,000 acres since yesterday. It's about 15,000 acres now and 32% containment. That fire was started by lightning. It's 12:23. The weather coming up as we get closer to the weekend, along with your traffic on FM News Talk.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We still have three collisions being worked by emergency crews in Sparks on North McCarran Boulevard at Prater Way. We have an injury collision slowing things down. On 580 southbound at Neal Road in Reno is another property damage collision. The third one, southbound 580 again, this time at Moana Lane, another non-injury collision in that area. It is 87 degrees in Reno, 90 degrees in Dayton, 89 in Smith Valley, 75 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Warm afternoons, comfortable evenings, and cool starts to the day. That's going to be the pattern through the upcoming week, and we'll be cooling a bit. Actually, a little below our seasonal ranges by midweek next week. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A-Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind. 95 East Glendale in Sparks. 5 o'clock this afternoon, Markley Van Camp and Robbins on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno. The Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one in the number two business.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
29 runs in the first two games. That's what the Reno Aces have gifted the Salt Lake City Bees. 12-1 the score last night. Soccer last night, Reno and Carson, two of the better teams in the north, played to a scoreless tie. Damati, Hug, and Sparks were all winners. Volleyball today, Minogue at Spanish Springs, Hug at number one Carson, Reno takes on Douglas, Reed at Galena, and Damati's at North Valleys. Nevada volleyball, according to the Mountain West media, says 9th out of 10 in the Mountain West this year. I'm Craig Spope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
And we have 85 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Very glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. And if you are just checking in, yet another secret spilled by Lake Mead.
National Park Service rangers said human remains were found over the weekend along the Nevada shoreline of the Giant Reservoir. Several bodies have been discovered at Lake Mead over the past few years as the water level has been shrinking. Las Vegas police believe the latest discovery appears to be a non-criminal case. Many of the bodies found at Lake Mead appear to have been drowning victims, though at least one was murdered. Authorities believe more bodies will be found in the lake as the water level continues to decline. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A bizarre story out of Southern Nevada now. The family of Alicia Goods, a grandmother who disappeared while visiting Las Vegas, are trying to find some answers after getting text messages from her phone asking for money and Bitcoin.
She's been missing for about 2 weeks. She's 63 years old. She went to Las Vegas to visit a close girlfriend, and now her family started getting those strange demands on her cell phone that were popping up from her own number, right? So it was like somebody was texting them from her phone. She flew out to visit that close friend, but on August 8th, she left an apartment to catch a bus to a pharmacy, and then she never made it back. So when calls to her phone started to go straight to voicemail, her family called Las Vegas police to file a missing persons report. But then just a couple days later, things took that turn. Her family started getting those text messages from her phone asking for payments that were in Bitcoin as well as gas money. And that specifically raised a lot of red flags because her family says, first of all, she doesn't drive, she doesn't own a car, and she didn't rent one out in Las Vegas. And whoever was texting claimed that their credit cards weren't working at a gas station. And then every time relatives started to ask the sender to pick up the phone and call them as opposed to texting, the person on the other end put it off or changed the subject completely. Now our family thinks again that somebody has her phone. They may have abducted her. They are on the ground in Las Vegas currently. They're handing out flyers and pleading for anyone with information to please come forward before it's too late. But Metro Police say that this remains a very active investigation.
And that is News Nation's Jessica Catarlia. Other news that we are following this hour, word is that Governor Newsom wants to limit how much utility companies must pay when their equipment causes a major wildfire. The governor proposing the plan as the state's wildfire runs out just days left before the major legislative session in Sacramento.
We need to move on this. And that's why we've been crystal clear with the legislature for well over a year. But here's my response to those that don't want change. It's untenable.
Newsom wants faster payouts to survivors, but less money for lawyers, investors, and utility executives. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump launching a massive economic pressure campaign against Iran this week as negotiations break down between the two countries. House Majority Leader, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise on Fox.
Their economy, their military has been decimated by President Trump's action. Their ability to get a nuclear weapon has been decimated. But now we're going to look at all those people that are doing business and feeding billions of dollars into Iran's economy and say, you got to stop doing it or it's going to affect your economy too.
The American national debt has grown to a record $40 trillion. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the solution is reducing the national debt is economic growth.
We're going to have to grow our way out of this. And as I talked about at G20 in Asheville, we're going to talk about the U.S. growth strategy and encourage the rest of the world to come along with us.
Experts say this debt's lowering wages, making things more expensive. America's listening to Fox News.
We have 85 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft as we continue right along here. And we begin with breaking news this hour into that hit-and-run crash. The update on the 5-year-old boy who was just chasing after a ball and ran into the street off 9th and Dolomite Circle in northwest of the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno.
The child, who was transported to the hospital with severe, life-threatening injuries following the crash, has tragically passed away as a result of those injuries.
And that is Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, who says the driver fled. They are still at large. Word is that the driver was behind the wheel of a Cadillac.
Detectives with the Reno Police Department's MATE, Major Accident Investigation Team, have located the vehicle involved in the crash. Investigators have also learned the vehicle was traveling without its headlights illuminated at the time of the collision. The driver fled the area without stopping to render aid.
And remember, this was about 8:30 at night on Monday. The car appears to be a 2000 to 2003 Cadillac sedan, and we've got a picture up of that car. It's up right now on our Twitter X page. Just search FM News Talk 99.1.
Investigators are now asking anyone who personally witnessed the crash or has firsthand information about the driver to come forward and speak directly with police.
And again, if you do know anything, police would like to talk with you. Meantime, we're getting an update on that deadly crash at the Spaghetti Bowl from this morning.
On Thursday, August 20th, 2026 at 1:07 a.m., the Nevada Highway Patrol responded to the report of a single vehicle motorcycle crash on IR-80 eastbound on the U.S. 95 northbound interchange ramp. One male adult was confirmed deceased at the accident scene. No other injuries were reported.
And that is NHP Trooper James LaRose. And again, we have police are investigating a stabbing where five people were cut at the Thunder Valley Casino in Lincoln, Placer County. It began inside one of the casino's restaurants.
This did happen at a Dos Coyotes inside the casino. It's believed that all of the suspect and victims knew each other, but exact relationship is still part of the investigation.
Elise Silviar with the Placer Sheriff says it was a traumatic scene.
One of those victims was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The other four victims were treated on the scene.
22-year-old Jason Noggle was booked into the Placer County Jail on attempted murder charges. Well, he threw a dog over a fence and injured someone else as well. Sparks Police say a domestic fight turned even more violent. This happened off Nash Street, just south of Prater Way, just before 6:30 p.m. yesterday. Officers did find the suspect, identified as Carlos Pineda, nearby. He ran and police gave chase. They caught up with Pineda and took him into custody. And another AI company saying yes to Northern Nevada. Hive Solutions says Reno will be the home to one of their two advanced manufacturing campuses. The other is set for North Las Vegas. Both combined will create about 3,000 new jobs. Wages are expected to be above the statewide average, along with full benefits. And if you are in Washington State, the governor there is trying to get a tax payment delay for wildfire victims.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson sent a letter to U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent asking for a one-year delay of deadlines for affected taxpayers to file and pay federal taxes. Wildfire victims may have lost documents in the fires along with their homes or businesses. Ferguson says recovery is a long-term process and the tax delay would give people time to recover those documents. It would apply to the 7 counties and 3 tribal organizations under the governor's emergency declaration. I'm Brad Ford.
FM News Talk Time, 1235.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Feeling a need to connect? You're not alone. Connection Central brings people together to share authentic stories and meaningful conversations. There's no pressure to talk. You can simply listen, laugh, learn about others, and enjoy the experience. Everyone is welcome at these free gatherings. Leave feeling inspired, energized, and more connected to community. You'll love that one conversation can change your week. Learn more at ConnectionCentral.org. Over 40 gatherings each month in Northern Nevada. ConnectionCentral.org.
Another warm afternoon, well into the 90s, 3-4 degrees above our seasonal average of 92 or 93 degrees. By the end of the week and the weekend, that will be easing a bit with 90 degree temperatures for the highs. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
It's almost back to where it was. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Hidden Valley residents filled the country club there yesterday to hear an update from the county on their flood recovery. And there was a lot to report. 2 months after the torrent of rocks and mud, the county says after restoring culverts and cleaning out drainage ditches and retention ponds, repairs are 95% finished and the park has reopened. They hauled away 60,000 cubic yards of debris. The National Weather Service was on hand. They said while flooding like this is rare, it likely will happen again. Installing a floodplain facility was suggested, though that would take time and millions of dollars to build. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam in afternoon trading as rising Treasury yields and oil prices are fueling inflation concerns. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's move to ratchet up bond repurchases had temporarily cooled bond yields yesterday, and he said during an interview today the sizes of longer-dated buybacks could increase even further. In the meantime, oil prices are spiking with West Texas Intermediate crude nearing $88 a barrel. And disappointing Walmart results are slamming consumer stocks today. Shares of the country's biggest retailer are plunging 9% after the company posted its smallest sales gain in more than 6 years during its recent quarter. Otherwise, the retail giant reported solid earnings. And Deere reported better than expected quarterly earnings, but not much growth for the agriculture machinery maker was forecast. Shares of Deere are up 7%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
We've got 12:39 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Really glad to have you with us here on this Thursday, almost to your weekend. My name is Greg Neft, and as we continue right along here on this Thursday afternoon, it's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us, as he always does around this time, to talk about all things cash, money, crypto, whatever you want, things that can be exchanged for goods and services and sundry other things. Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm hanging right in there. So we hit the big 4-0, and I'm not talking about my youngest brother's birthday here. We're talking about $40 trillion in debt. It's causing a lot of people to raise hackles in the media, and I wanted to get your take on it. Is this a number that should have people grabbing their suitcases and heading down to the bank and stuffing cash?
Yeah, I would say I would not worry so much about doing a run on the bank. I would say, you know, there's going to be a significant inflationary pressure with that kind of debt load. So kind of the way it works is this, right? And we're already seeing, you know, 30-year Treasury bonds, they're the highest interest rate they've been for 20 years. And you would say, well, that's great if you're an investor, but that tells you what the expected rate of interest is going to be, roughly what that bond rate is, currently 5.25% and change. So, you know, I think from an inflation perspective, if you're in fixed income, you probably want to refine your financial plan. We talked to Brian Wheeler at Keystone Wealth.
Sure.
And make sure that you've got enough to, because in inflation, you know, the way the math works, you're not, your Social Security is not going to keep up with inflation. You're going to go backwards every year
in
your standard of living.
Yeah.
So that's the real issue.
Well, that's something that we certainly don't want to hear. I mean, what can you do to defend your portfolio? What can you do if you're getting ready to retire?
You know, I think as you sensitize it, if most of your wealth is in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generally, as long as you have a smart investment strategy that takes risk out of it, you don't have to have anything liquidated in a down cycle, so call it 5 years, have that in liquid cash. The risk is going to parallel the market. You're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, like, if you're on an annuity, a pension, Social Security, the earning power of that's going to significantly erode the way that things are trending forward, because it's not just $40 trillion in debt, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
There's really, under either party, left or right, no lack of appetite for spending way more than we make. I mean, maybe we need some type of semaglutide to stick in the old the economy, made, you know, dampen our thirst for spending so much.
For those uninitiated, the semaglutide is a peptide that's supposed to do wondrous things to your body. And we trust me, I certainly hope it does. Let's talk a little bit about this new company. I guess it's called Hype Center or Hype Byte or something like that. They're promising 3,000 new jobs combined at their campuses here in Reno and North Las Vegas. They're an advanced manufacturing center. I mean, that's great news for Nevada's economy. It means we're getting away from gambling and more toward diversification.
Well, it is great news. Anytime we have high-tech jobs, the issue that as we've helped companies like them get these incentive packages to locate their advanced manufacturing here is finding them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you have to import these folks from somewhere else. They don't live here.
Right.
There's a very small tech community in Northern Nevada. So now I would say, if you're a young person,
mm-hmm.
now is a good time to, you know, sharpen the saw, Stephen Covey would say, and, you know, maybe get some skills and training that might qualify you for that job.
Absolutely. General snapshot of the economy. Walmart beat quarterly sales estimates, and folks, you know, general consumers, folks who make under $100,000 and those who make over $100,000, if they're smart, they do shop at Walmart because it's the same thing and it saves you money.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer is very resilient in the face of high gas prices, are they not?
Well, I would agree. I think everybody has normalized or acclimated to the price at the pump. And there's also a belief that it's temporary, it's coming down. You know, you look at the crude, raw crude prices are coming down. That's going to eventually work itself through the pump. So people aren't overly concerned about it. But unfortunately, the U.S. consumer, just like the U.S. government, they have no dampened appetite to spend the same as they always have. It doesn't matter if they're making less.
Yeah.
So, so like I said, maybe semaglutide for all. You know?
Oof.
But if, you know, consumers have my biggest concern, Greg.
Yeah.
Is you look at the Walmart report. That's great. The bigger issue is consumption. American consumption's at an all-time high. We're not saving. And that just puts us at risk. If there's a blip in the economy,
mm-hmm.
it really creates significant problems for people. And again, when the government, right now, probably the thing that is not many people are talking about, this $40 trillion debt hanging over our head, is the way that debt is supposed to work in times of trouble, the price of that, it's supposed to have a certain cyclicality,
right,
that mirrors the problem. Our debt doesn't trend like that much anymore. In fact, some pundits are saying, is the U.S. Treasury bond, 30-year Treasury bond, the gold standard like it once was?
Right.
Maybe there's other people, because they're like, well, this can't go on forever, and people are thinking other ways, which is why that interest rate's popping up in order to keep the debt sold. I think those are bigger issues. You know, as Uncle Sam got over his skis with his budget.
I would not want to be Secretary of the Treasury, Bessent, right about now. And that semaglutide does pinch. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs, thank you so much for joining us here. Sure do appreciate it. Keystone CPAs wants to help you out. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Free one-hour consultation. Mike, we'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Absolutely. 12:45 here on the news at noon.
Well, I would ask yourself this, and don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself. And that would be, has the deficit grown more with Republicans in charge or Democrats in charge? Now, the Biden administration added $8+ trillion to the national deficit. But do your homework. There is an average. And you want to take a guess as to who has added more to the deficit? Republican administrations or Democrats? Find out for yourself, and you might be a little bit surprised. There's no such thing as fiscal responsibility in the government, either party. Something else I read recently, which was the government itself growing by bureaucracy, and whether or not it grows more under Republican. This is state level. Trifectas, as in all controlled by Republicans or Democrats. And there again, I think you'll find yourself surprised, and maybe not, though. I'll just tell you right up front. Republicans have grown government bigger than Democrats. Nye County has completely banned new data centers in what is being blamed on an over-appropriated water basin. Nevada secured approval from the federal government to extend the deadline through August 28th for roughly 3,700 SNAP recipients in Washoe County and the Reno Sparks Indian Colony to request replacement benefits for food loss during recent power outages and the Bug and Stallion fires. And the betting markets have bounced back just a little bit after Kalshi and Poly Market saw a big swing for Lombardo in the governor betting line. It's about a 13-point spread this morning. Lombardo got the bounce off a Nate Silver midterm projection, giving Lombardo a 3-2 odds of winning. FM News Talk Time, 1248.
Your midday drive update. KKFT Traffic.
There's still an injury collision being taken care of at North McCarran Boulevard and East Prater Way, a very busy intersection this time of day. We also have a non-injury collision southbound 580 at Moana. Fortunately, that's not really affecting traffic badly. And I was going to tell you about another collision, but it has been taken down. It has been cleared up. It's 89 degrees in Clark, 88 in Linden, 91 in Yerington, 76 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
It's another warm one today, but it should be the last day where we're going to be closer to 100 than 90. Tomorrow we'll be right in that mid-range of 95 and then low 90s through the weekend. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
If the way your car is running is giving you the blues, go to Pro One Automotive, well, they'll know just what to do.
We're here with Dustin from Pro One Automotive. Dustin, what sets you guys apart from other automotive shops in town?
Here at Pro One, we're family. From gas and diesel smogs to bumper-to-bumper factory maintenance and repair, Pro One Automotive has been keeping your vehicles running strong. After four decades, we still have one promise. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time. A big thank you to all of our loyal customers and a warm welcome to anyone looking for an automotive repair shop that provides the ultimate customer experience. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Here's a harsh fact.
40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. I'm a Nevada licensed legal document preparer, not an attorney. Since 1996, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts and saved Northern Nevadans millions of dollars from the high-priced fees local attorneys have been charging for decades. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors all the time. I encourage you to shop around, go to a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends, family members, who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for a third of the cost. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation. That's 824-8400 or on the web at trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT. Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. Sports.
Low expectations for Nevada volleyball this year. The media picking Nevada to finish ninth out of 10 teams in the Mountain West. Heavy volleyball schedule today in Nevada high schools. Number one Carson hosting Hug, Minogue's at Spanish Springs, Reno is at Douglas, Reed at Galena, DeMonte at North Valleys. Soccer yesterday, Reno and Carson play to a scoreless tie. DeMonte, Hug, and Sparks all winners. Aces got pounded again in Salt Lake City, losing 12-1. That's 29 runs in two games Reno pitching's given up. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It is 12:53 right here on the News at Noon. Glad you're with us here. Greg Nift with you. It is 85 degrees right now under sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And it does appear that the mass exodus from California is somewhat exaggerated.
California's population decreased slightly last year, but new research shows the drop was very small compared to the state's total population. Smart Asset says out of the nearly 40 million people, fewer than 10,000 moved away. That's just 0.02% of the population. That challenges the idea that lots of people are leaving. California's decline was the smallest of any state that lost people, and that includes Florida and Texas. The Lone Star State may have Willie Nelson, but we've got a guy with braids. Laid back. In Los Angeles, I'm Michael Kastner.
FM News Talk Time, 12:54.
Be careful to give no offense and keep cool under all circumstances. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Our technicians are standing by to keep your home or office cool under all circumstances. Our sales team always gives free estimates, so keep cool. Call 359-1985 for all your air conditioning needs. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
Ben's Firearm Supply is your new go-to source for guns and gear in Carson Valley. Ben's offers a wide variety of your favorite brands, including Vortex, Safariland, EOTech, Magpul, Franklin Armory, and more. Come on by to shop new firearms in our collection of used pistols, shotguns, and rifles priced just right. Make sure to mention you heard this on KKFT for a free hat with purchase. Ben's Firearm Supply is located at 2246 Park Place, Suite C, just off Airport Road in Minden. For hours of operation, visit bensfirearmsupply.com.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And here's a story near and dear to my heart. Today is National Radio Day, August 20th, set aside to honor the pioneers who've brought you what you're listening to right now. The pioneers who laid the groundwork for wireless communication, who made the first entertainment broadcast in 1906 to groundbreaking stations like KDKA in Pittsburgh, which I grew up listening to. We also remember the role radio's played throughout history, talking to you live to events that shaped the world. So give a listen, enjoy it, and let the DJ or host know that you appreciate them. And finally, the Mississippi is struggling to show locals a good time. According to a new national study by Wallet Hub, Mississippi came in second to last of 50 for having fun. The state hit rock bottom for entertainment and recreation categories. Jerry, you can weigh in on this one. Wallet Hub ranking California as the most fun state in America. Thoughts?
I don't know about that. I don't know. hey, here's some quick factoids for you. And it's just fact. Over 2/3 of the federal deficit that we have now, $40 trillion, has been added in the last 3.5 administrations. Joe Biden added $8.4 trillion. The first Trump administration, $7.8 trillion. $3.10 so far, just a little over halfway through his administration, Obama. The winner, $9.32 trillion added during the Obama administration. So you take that. 3.5 administrations have pretty much, they're responsible for about 2/3 of our current $40 trillion in debt. There's a new poll up. If the Republicans lose the majority in the midterms, will it be because of the Iran war, the economy and gas prices related, or the historic
First
trend?
With Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.